Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
And we're here once again this morning with Max Greiner. And Max, why is a professional artist doing this program?
You know, there's probably not too many visual artists that have a radio show. Not in the country. But the reason that we are doing this show is because we want to witness to the living God, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And God made me an artist, put it in my DNA, and then he called me to do his work. And God started using it in amazing ways to touch people's hearts, to get them healed. Miracles start happening. And so we just, at your encouragement, Roy, we decided to have a radio show, and we got this sculpture prayer garden up there in Kerrville, and the miracles are coming in so fast. We want to tell people, and you know, the Bible says, shout it from the rooftop. So this is the closest thing. I think we're at the 12th story right here at the radio station, and we're shouting from a rooftop.
We actually talked about this 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We first met. And I remember when I said this to you. See, and I didn't understand about visual artists being visual at the time, because artists are visual, and I'm a radio guy, so I'm about
audio.
And so Max looked at me for a long time. Every time I would say this, okay, yeah. And finally I just said, Max, if you were able to put the money together to build this thing and it's all debt-free, this is chump change for a radio show. I said, we got to think positive. And so the next thing you know, he comes to me and says, all right, let's do the radio
show. And a beggar net. And we put a fleece out, and God has paid for it, and it doesn't take any of the money that's donated to the garden. We've got donors that believe in this thing and casting that through the radio. And so that's why we're here.
Well, every week we have a miracle a week, Max, and this is no different. So tell us about your miracle of the week.
Okay, I'd like to go back in history again a little bit. Now, the last 3 weeks we've had Monty Paddleford that owns Eagle Bronze in Lander, Wyoming with his beautiful wife, Beverly. And I do all my big sculptures with them, and they've donated artwork, Beverly's art, and helped me cast mine, and they helped do the big cross up there. But I want to talk a second about while I was up there doing the Coming King, and they were finishing up the life-size bust of the Coming King that's at the garden now that you can see. They were those couple, a lady, young lady, and a young man doing the patina. And to make a long story short, I just doing my normal witnessing kind of stuff. But what had happened before I even started that, the young lady said, "Why does Jesus have such a serious look on his face?" And I said, "Well, that's from Revelation 19:11 when he comes back to judge all those that have rejected his love and hurt his children." And I looked at her, and it's like fear came over her face. And then God let me see that she had a pentagram on underneath her blouse. And she was a practicing witch. And the fear of God just came on her when I said, "The King of Kings is coming back to judge." And anyway, so I basically shared. I even said, you know, God's real. Jesus is real. She didn't want anything to do with him because, and I even looked at the guy, and God told me that through a word of knowledge that, you know, they were sleeping together, and of course I couldn't have known that in the natural, but God gave me some stuff that really shook her world, but she would not receive Jesus, and so I remember that we prayed, and you know, God did a miracle, covered them in the glory dust. They got the glitter all over them, but they, because she'd made this compact with the devil, she wouldn't receive Jesus. So anyways, Monty and I went on to install the sculpture of the big Coming King out in Costa Mesa, California. And we prayed, and I said, "Ronnie, I've done everything I could do to get that girl to Jesus, and she just keeps rejecting him." And Monty said, "You know, well, let's just pray. Let's pray. Let's bind the demons in Jesus' name over that girl and her mind and that young man, and let's just turn them over to God because we've done all we could do." Anyways, we went and installed the big sculpture. A lot of stuff happened. We drive back into the foundry about 5 days later, and that girl and her boyfriend are waiting at the front door on the outside of the foundry, and they had heard we were coming then. And when I first thing she said is, "I'm ready to receive Jesus."
Before we even had a chance to go out,
I said, "That's wonderful. I want to hear the story, but can I use the restroom first? We've been riding for 3 days, you know, or 2 days." And so, Monty, here they are. We're just getting out of the truck. And I said, he says, "Go into that conference room there and bring them to Christ." And so I took that young man and that young lady into the conference room. And they prayed to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. But here's, I said, what caused that change in your heart? And the young lady said, "Well, I had this dream, and this beautiful angel was coming to me, one that I was familiar with, one of these spirits, and suddenly it turned into the most ugly-looking demon, and it just scared me so bad, and I knew right then that Jesus was the only way that I would be saved." And so, literally, by the grace of God, and he did it, but he used that art again to touch people's hearts. And so that's a story from Eagle Bronze in Lander, Wyoming.
Well, listen, we have the other half of the Paddleford gang on the phone with us. We have Beverly on the phone. Beverly, let's hear your side of the story.
Yeah, first let me just tell you, she's, first of all, the best looking half of that half. She's beautiful, and she's got beautiful daughters. And so, but she's also super talented as an artist, a sculptress. She does big stuff, small stuff, all over the country and the world, and just is an incredible artist. But she's an incredible mother and a credible partner there at Eagle Bronze. And we wanted to hear her side of the story about
how this came about.
So,
well, Beverly, you were involved in casting Max's first monumental bronze of the Divine Servant.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
That's been a wonderful sculpture for Max and for the world to get to see Jesus as the Divine Servant. And it's been a real honor for us and for our employees to get to cast so many of those sculptures that have been placed so many different places. So we go back a long way. We've been friends since 1990 with the Griners, and they've always been such a blessing in our lives. And
well, when you first met them, what did you think?
We do.
What did you think of the Griners when Max was 38 years old at the time? What did you think?
Well, you know, that's been a long time ago. But one of the things I think that has always stood out most with the Griners is that they're so serious about their faith. And Monty and I recognized that immediately in them because we were at that same place in our lives, too, then. We understood it very well, their passion, their trust in the Lord, and their determination. And we all recognize now that none of us would be where we are without those things. So well, they've been a real blessing to us.
When you say that, what do you mean? They're not religious, relationships first. What do you mean?
Yeah, that relationship with Jesus Christ has to be number one thing in our lives. Because we're in a real battle, and there are signs all around us every day. You know, we can allow the situations and hardships around us to get us down and stop us in our tracks, or we can choose to forge on. And I think that the garden in Kerrville is a good example of something that, because it's so huge and was such a great undertaking, it could have just kind of died on the drawing board. But I think that the determination and trust and faith of the Griners and Monty and me along with them has not kept that from happening. And we've all learned what it is to persevere. So learned some great things there.
Yeah, the road's been hard at times.
Yes, it
for
has.
Both of our families.
Yes.
Well, Beverly, I've heard from Max and Sherry, and I know they're part of it. And I've heard from your husband, but tell me, in your perspective, why did you give so much money and art to this garden? I mean, you did, that's a huge investment, a lot of money that you guys donated to this.
Well, because we really understand that it's something that the world will see, and people just have to understand that there is one true God. And when something is built so beautifully, such an enormous tribute to Him and picture of Him, a lot of people are going to see that. And so that really needs to be the focus of our lives and the business that we're in. There's nothing more important than that.
Well, Max Griner's here with me, and he has something he wants to ask you.
Okay.
Yeah, first, thank you again, Beverly, because I know Monty couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, it's kind of weird. I know he couldn't have either.
That's right. So we thank you for the heart that y'all had for the lost and for this vision that God gave Sherry and me, called us to all those many, many years ago. But one of the other things that you've done, you donated also, you're going to be donating a number of your big monuments, but you've placed one already that is your Mary, Mother of Jesus sculpture. Can you tell us about that? That's really effective to the Catholics, especially, that come to the garden, and it's really something that's good. Can you talk about that?
Yes. And, you know, we are not Catholic, and I'd often wondered if I would ever sculpt a Mary. Someone had mentioned it once to me, and I just didn't know if I would be sculpting Mary. But I was approached once about sculpting Mary, maybe in her little later years, still saying, yes, Lord, but also saying, come sit with me a while. And I thought, I can do that. So this sculpture is Mary sitting on some bronze, they look like stone steps, and she has her hand out, and she's clutching the crown of thorns to her breast, which signifies what pierced her son's brow, pierced her heart. And I just think all of us as mothers can relate to that, the heart she had for her son. But I also realize Mary did something that no one had ever done and no one will ever do again. She gave birth to the Savior. And maybe we as Protestants don't give Mary the credit and recognition that she really deserves.
Amen.
So I'm just thrilled to have my Mary sculpture there in the garden. The setting looks just like Israel. And I was just looking at the pictures yesterday again, and I just think it's beautiful sitting there, and I'm so glad that it's sitting in that beautiful garden.
Well, thank you. Beverly. And again, you're planning on maybe donating some more of your big bronzes,
yeah,
too, of Christ, right?
Which we have about 8 or 10 sculptures that we plan to donate, and we're very excited. We're just hoping before long here to have the next one to come.
Well, the people love them. The people love them, and it really touches people's hearts, the one that you've got there now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, Beverly, let me ask you a question here. Max has encouraged you to do the Christian art, right? How did that all come about?
Yes, you know, well, I was asked by someone to sculpt a sculpture for a garden of healing for post-abortive women, and Max had referred that person to me. They saw Max's name on a piece of sculpture he did in Michigan and called him, and he said, I'm not sure I'm the one that's supposed to do that sculpture. Why don't you call this person? And they called me. So it started 1999 was when I got the phone call, and we placed the sculpture in 2000. But the Hope Monument is a ministry in itself and is also in garden settings, not nearly as big as the Coming King Sculpture Garden, but
just as powerful.
All intimate places.
Just as powerful.
Well, Beverly,
yes,
we appreciate you being with us. We're going to talk to you again, I think, next week again. And we've been speaking with Beverly Pounelford. And Beverly, we appreciate you being with us. And
thank you.
And
Roy and Max.
Bless you.
Thanks
Hope,
so
look forward to meeting you someday.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Max, any closing comments?
Just again, these are wonderful people up in Lander, Wyoming. And you don't get to meet many people the caliber of the Paddlefords, but they're some of our finest friends, and that garden wouldn't be up there if it wasn't for the Paddlefords.
And if people are listening right now to our show and they want to get in contact with the Coming King Foundation in Kerrville, Texas, for whatever reason, how do they reach us?
Just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or at the cross at kerrville.org. And also, you can check out Beverly's work, hopemonuments.com, I believe, is what her website is, and see her work, pictures. It's really terrific.
Thank you for listening this week. I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Vista Comments.
Hi there. Hope you're happy to be back with us again, because I really do enjoy sharing these quotes with you and let you know what people think about the beautiful garden in Kerrville, Texas. Okay, our first one that I have is by Tom and Mary Pucci. They were tour guide chaplains. Our friends Martha and Jimmy Dusek came to visit us. While here, Martha requested that we go to the cross and pray over her hip, knee, and foot. One foot was shorter than the other, so much so that she always had to use a lift in her shoe. After praying over her, she told me she no longer had any pain in her hip, knee, or foot. Her foot definitely grew out, and she can continue her mile walks each day without pain at all. Praise the Lord. We should also add that the tour guide chaplain that day, Carl Jack, was there when we arrived. He also prayed with us for Martha. He prayed and sang over us too, for Josh's complete total healing. So this was definitely a full-scale prayer time by the Coming King Foundation chaplains. We are looking ahead to the new year and serving fully on God's mountain. We bless the wonderful work happening daily, weekly, and monthly as we all see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And in the new year, she said they will be back as our chaplains. Next one comes from First Baptist Church in Burnett, Texas, and it's from the pastor there. His name is George Harville. He says, reporting on the Burnett First Baptist Church visit to the cross, Chaplain Bill Lewis, thank you for the wonderful follow-up on our tour. I heard nothing but praise for you and your helpful guides. It made a real spiritual impact on all of us. God bless you guys and all you're doing. I pray that everyone driving by on I-10 will be convicted as they see that wonderful cross. So humbling. I took my 3 children, ages 3, 4, 6, here to visit. It was so special. I asked them what was their favorite part of their visit, and they responded, seeing God. How about that? That is so special. And I've talked myself out of time again, so that's all for today.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.